To the man talking to himself on a park bench. Could it be delirious that it's left to you to say out loud what the rest of us are all just thinking to ourselves in so many words, if not the gist of it, then the thrust of it, the spill of it, the raging waterfall of it? You are vaguely dangerous with your amblyopic eye, your mossy beard caked with dirt and crumbs and life forms that crawl and fly. But what frightens me isn't you. It's the danger of going where you have gone, of opening that door, that window, and not being able to close it now. All the interior monologue flying out, flying free. I envy you that freedom in a way, the going over that waterfall, with nothing but the broken staves of your own rotten teeth framing your verbal freefall. The relinquishment of resistance. The syllables of all your mutterings and murmurings, all your enthusiasms, imprecations, recitations, and improvisations, like so much spray misting above that vertiginous, ecstatic abandon, and the faint illusion of a rainbow hanging in the air just above your head. No, what frightens me isn't you, delirious. It's that slatted green bench right next to yours, looking so vacant, so unoccupied. So free.